Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
We have now on the line with us the Federal Minister for Aged Care and Senior Citizens, Mr. Richard Colbeck, the Senator Richard Colbeck. Minister, thank you very much for finding the time to be with us.
Afternoon, Sammy.
Minister, can I ask firstly, how is the government, the federal government, responding to the coronavirus crisis at homes for the elderly in the state of Victoria?
Well, we've done a number of things, Sammy. So a couple of weeks ago, we asked that all care workers within aged care should wear a mask, and we reconsider that advice to make sure it's up to date all the time. We provide additional and surge workforce in the case of a facility that has an outbreak, and we've seen, unfortunately, a number of those in Victoria right now. We provide support for PPE. We provide Aspen clinical nurses that go in, first response nurses that go in and provide some clinical guidance within the facilities. Just this week, we've set up a Victorian response unit that will coordinate the efforts of the Australian government, the Australian Quality and Safety Commission, Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission, the Victorian government and the Victorian Department of Health, so that we can make sure that all of the decisions that are made relating to aged care in the circumstance where a facility has an outbreak can happen very quickly.
Minister, can I ask you, please, was clear instructions given to the administration and staff about what we call PPE? And if these instructions were given, when were they supposed to be implemented as protection measures in homes for the elderly?
So in a broader sense, the Australian government provided advice to the entire aged care sector nationally back in February about when we first learnt of COVID-19, about the requirement to review their infection control plans that they would have had, and each facility is required to have. We gave them some additional advice on how they might update that to deal with COVID-19 in particular. The Quality and Safety Commission telephoned every aged care provider in Australia to ask some questions about their preparedness. And so all providers, in the case of an outbreak, needed to have a plan in place that they would implement immediately that would involve the use of PPE to ensure that both workers and residents of the facility were protected from a spread of the virus inside the facility if it did get in the first place.
Given all that you have just said, are you satisfied that all these instructions were followed by the homes for the elderly?
Well, my expectation is that they are. They are required to do those things. The instructions are really quite clear. In fact, the Australian Health Principles Protection Committee, AHPPC, also issued some pieces of advice. National Centre for Disease Control issued some advice that were required. And I know that state governments also issued some advice and requirements of residential aged care facilities around the country. It might have differed from state to state a little bit with respect to the state government advice, but the AHPPC advice and the CDNA advice certainly applied everywhere, and that was advised to all facilities. So my expectation is that they would comply, because that's their responsibility to operate the facility in accordance with the quality standards that apply under the Act.
I understand fully your expectation. However, you do know that there have been allegations, especially from relatives, from people who are at homes, that the PPE measures were not early enough implemented and fully implemented.
Look, I am aware of those allegations. In fact, some of those were made to me personally on Sunday night when I was on a Zoom meeting with some families from St. Basil's. That needs to be appropriately investigated. I'd encourage those who have that evidence to bring it forward. I understand some of those people already have, because it will be necessary for us to conduct an inquiry into events in relation to COVID in aged care. The Royal Commission is already doing that, in fact, so that is a completely independent body from government that was established by government last year. So the Royal Commission will be investigating these things as well. But I will have a report, as I've done at Newmarch House in Sydney and at Dorothy Henderson Lodge in Sydney, to understand the circumstances of what went on inside the facilities and what might have what the issues might have been in relation to particular outbreaks.
Now, Minister, lives, unfortunately, have been lost in St. Basil's. Relatives of the deceased have said to our program and other media that there was major miscommunication before and after the takeover of the particular home for the elderly from the federal authorities. What is the information that your office has about these allegations for miscommunication, and what do you think can be done to improve the situation?
Look, I'm not completely aware, although I have heard the allegations of what occurred before the Australian government had to step in after the decision to declare all the staff close contact. But we were very concerned to ensure that there was as good possible as good communication once we did step in. We established a communications centre that would gather information on residents and provide daily reports back to families, to the designated family member. There were some difficulties with that, particularly given the unfamiliarity of some of the staff that came in to operate the facility with the family, with the residents. But I know that there were quite a few families who have been and were contacted on a regular basis. But it's a really important part of ensuring that families understand what's happening inside and do get news about their loved ones. And the failure and the lack of that is one of the things I know that's caused quite a deal of angst. So it's a really important thing that we do. We put in a process to try and do that. There were some families that we weren't able to get in touch with, but I know that there were a lot of families that we did.
Minister, can you please clarify for me the following? The responsibility for institutions for the aged care, such as St. Basil's, the responsibility relies on the federal government, on the state authorities, or a combination of both?
So aged care facilities, such as St. Basil's, are registered and licensed by the national government, the Australian government, and they are overseen by the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission, which is also an Australian government institution.
So, to make it simple, federal?
Federal.
As you know, Minister, many of the people in institutions like St. Basil's are migrants who may not speak very well English and rely on staff that speak their language from their original homeland. In our case, in St. Basil's, people that feel more comfortable to speak in Greek. What are the other? Because we understand now that the people that are in St. Basil's were not necessarily bilingual, speaking both Greek and English. What are the authorities doing to address this issue?
Well, that's one question that I actually myself asked last week when we took over, because obviously it's difficult to find an appropriately linguistic workforce immediately. We just needed to find some people that could go in there and take care. One of the other aged care providers in Victoria, Frondither, is also providing us with some assistance in management there, and I know that they also provide service to your community as well. And one of the things that I asked for was to make sure that there was capacity for people to be able to communicate in the language that they were comfortable with, because that was an important part of the provision of care. But I quite frankly and honestly acknowledge that there may be some difficulties because it hasn't been possible to find everybody working in the facility that is able to speak in Greek as the people will feel comfortable. So that may remain an issue for some people at this point in time.
Minister, lastly,
Before we go on,
yeah,
I will go back and ask my communications team to do an assessment of the circumstance out there to make sure that we can appropriately manage that issue.
For St. Basil's in Melbourne, for how long will the federal authorities will be conducting the administration? In other words, when will administration be given back to the board of St. Basil's and the other permanent staff, management and other employees?
Well, as I understand it, some of the permanent staff will be able to come back when they finish their isolation period, which is, I think, about the end of this week.
Mm-hmm.
But the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission will retain some interest through the order that was issued at the weekend, the notice to comply, for a period of time so that we can ensure that the care that's provided within the facility when the staff start to come back is up to standard. So there will be, for a period of time, some involvement of the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission in the oversight of the facility.
You use your words carefully, Minister. You don't want to put a particular time framework. But
look, I'd have to have a look at the notice. So there was a notice issued at the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It would have a time frame on it, but I'm not familiar with the actual time frame. But the important thing from my point of view is that as the management of St. Basil's and come back, that the quality of care is up to standard, and that's one of the reasons that the notice has been issued. Now, St. Basil's, through the Archdiocese, have said that they will comply with that notice. That is very good news to me. I'm very pleased that they've done that. And I've spoken to the Archbishop as well about it. So there's every intention of the Archdiocese as the approved provider to comply, but we will stay providing a level of oversight through that notice to comply while that notice is current. And so that's a public document. I understand that's been published by the Quality and Safety Commission. So
correct.
That's
yes.
That's available for everybody to see. And that's so that the Safety and Quality Commissioner can satisfy herself that the quality of care is to the standard that meets the quality standards.
Minister, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today at SBS Radio.
Thank you, and look, a pleasure to talk to you. And it's important that we communicate the messages and that information to your listeners.
Thank you once again. All the best.
Thank you, Sammy.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.